Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening, everyone. Welcome to yet another edition of TGP Radio. As always, I'm your host, Vin. And this week we're doing running back prospects in the draft and other probably little tidbits of news maybe. Mainly tidbits in the beginning as I wait for my peeps to call in who actually know what they're talking about because I do not, at least for these prospect shows anyway. So, there's that. Like I said, this week is running back. I'm going to try to do some sort of mixture of positions and whatnot leading up to the draft. It's going to be a little bit interesting. We've only got 4 weeks left, and had I planned this better, we would have had plenty of time, I think. I don't know. It seems like free agency was later this year. Anyway, 4 weeks left, I'm sure we'll do some sort of combinations of, wide receivers, tight ends, D-line, secondary, corner safeties, something like that. I'd like to try to do a group mock draft if we can the week before the draft. Not sure how things are going to work out with that, but it's always something fun to look forward to. And I guess we'll get to it. Butta has called in, and that's a good start. We can put him on, and we're just in chat. Hello, sir.
How you doing there, sir?
I am doing just fine. So
very nice.
This week is running backs, a kind of a weird position anymore in the NFL because it seems like nobody needs them, but everybody needs them at the same time. Pretty weird. It seems like last year was a rather weak running back class. And this year, I don't know, is it the same this year or we have quite a bit more talent than we did last year?
That's tough. I guess I would have to ask you first, what do you determine or what are you using to determine that that class is weak? Is it because we have a lot of guys that end up starting or, do you feel like the guys that did play didn't look well, or why do you think it was weak last year?
I don't want to base it off the fact that we only had two guys taken in the first round. I don't want to base it just off that, but I feel like that I'm going to end up basing it just off that. But then, on the other hand, running backs aren't. I don't want to say they're not important because they are important. Every team needs them, but they've certainly somewhat become less of a focus, or at the very least, you're essentially not going to have just one guy. So you're going to have a tandem back there, or perhaps three guys back there. So you don't necessarily need to take one. You had Gurley. It was great, obviously, but then you also have guys like, Melvin Gordon last year who was not. Now, granted, part of that is playing on the Chargers. You're not going to be, that team is just somewhat of a mess anyway, so I don't want to necessarily fault him for that. But I don't know, it just seemed like last year, and again, this is kind of off the top of my head, but it seems like last year's class was sort of weak.
Yeah, I mean, the running back conversation itself is a good one to have. I've always thought that running backs were kind of dime a dozen just because, you could pick anybody. It's so predicated on the offensive line. So you pick up a guy any round, really, as long as he has the physical traits, and, you know, guys are creating seams for him, then he can look good. The difference comes when you have a team that doesn't have the luxury of having a great offensive line and you have a running back that has to create for himself. So that's kind of where you always have the star running backs. And but the like you said, the running back by committee or the two-back system, I remember kind of when Dallas kicked that off with it was Marion Barber and
yep.
Julius Jones, Thomas Jones' brother. Like, I remember that was the first team that was like, yeah, we don't have an exact starter. We're going to split carries. And it seemed to do well at first. It logically makes sense. But I think over the last 5 years or so, we realized as a league that it's not working as well as a bell cow. And especially when you got guys like Adrian Peterson doing his thing. And then, like you said, last year, Todd Gurley came out on top. Even the Redskins, like, when they had Alfred Morris, it seemed more effective. And then this year they got the guy, Mac Jones, and they did a two-back thing, and it just seemed like it wasn't as effective. So even though both did pretty decently, so I think we're realizing that bell cow is a little more important. And like you said, last year was the evidence as we got two first-round backs, which we thought we would never see again. At least I didn't, after Trent Richardson bust so hard. I was just like, you know, we probably won't ever see a first-round running back. But, you know, we got Melvin Gordon, Gurley, and then pretty soon we'll have Leonard Fournette and all those people. But looking at last year, Gordon did kind of disappoint. Gurley bust on the scene. Guys in the later round, Yeldon for your Jags, put on a pretty good rookie year, which I predicted. I thought he was a good back. And then David Johnson for the Cardinals showed up as a receiving threat. So I didn't think it was a horrible year, but definitely pretty decent. This year, I don't know if there's any Todd Gurley's. I don't think there's a lot of talent, like elite talent at the top. But this year, I think there's pretty good depth, like most years. But this year, I think you really have a strong second to fourth round pool of running backs that are really going to make you wonder if I can wait to the fifth round, sixth round for these backs, because people might be snatching them up. So I think the talent is pretty strong this year. It's just not as strong at the top.
Right. All right, Razor's called in and been holding for a second, so I've put him on, and there we go.
A second. My Skype timer says 5 minutes.
A few seconds.
That's nearly 300 seconds, man.
That's you know, a couple, handful of seconds. Some seconds. No.
You can't put 300 of something in your hands unless you have very big hands.
Yeah. Yeah. Mhm.
He's right.
All right. Yeah. So running backs. I want to say something about running backs.
What are you gonna say about running backs? Can't trust them.
Can't trust running backs. You gotta have a lot of running backs, but you can't draft them high because it doesn't matter where you draft them. It's all about how they fit your scheme. So,
I think that's fair.
Get more running backs. Just get them later.
I think that's fair. A little bummed that the Cherry hasn't called in, because I think he was going to call in and just completely bash Ezekiel Elliott. And that hasn't happened.
Oh, boy.
I don't even know if he's on. Let's see if he's on. Yeah, he's not even on. That's fine. So
he's the best. He's the best. He always latches on to a few prospects every year that he absolutely hates and that he absolutely loves. And he just gave me like half a draft to draft Cody Kessler, which I'm pretty sure he would have been available in the seventh round, but
yeah,
he gave me the rest of his draft. So you gotta love that guy.
Yeah, I could have taken that. I just didn't want to. I was like, okay, I thought he might be trading up for somebody good. Like, Jalen Smith was still on the board when he was offering me that trade, and I was like, oh shit, he might take him from me. but that just happened anyway.
Yeah,
so
it didn't happen.
I was like, fuck, whatever.
Yeah. Just like real life, there's always a team that falls in love with a player. And Cherry's certainly got his players.
He's Cherry's Bruce Irvin.
Speaking of which, I'm on the clock and I have no idea what I'm going to do. I'd like to take a safety, but everybody kind of ruined that by the run on safeties. So I kind of
I took the last good safety, and I'm not even happy about it. I just had to take the last good safety. I'm just like, fuck.
And it sucks because my selection of teams is pretty much all has very similar needs, and it's just like. everything's all screwed up, and it's like I really don't want the Vikings at all.
I think you should just trade all your picks from one team to the other team and just go with that.
I should. That'd be nice. Just pony up just throwing a seventh or something and for all the picks. That'd be nice.
It's so hard not to.
That'd be nice. But it's just like I look through team needs and who's available, and it's just like every single one of these teams need the same thing. It's just like, oh, come on. So it's still fun, though. I enjoy it. I think everybody enjoys it. Otherwise, we wouldn't do it. So
do that.
All right. Let's see here. All right. So, yeah, running backs. I don't have any questions. I had questions, but I don't have any questions. Let's see here.
Question is, why would anyone draft a running back in the first round this year?
I mean,
we all know
Ezekiel
Elliott is just dog shit, apparently. So
terrible player.
Yeah,
I don't know if he is, because Cherry hasn't told me. So I don't know the quality of Mr. Elliott too.
You cannot have an informed opinion until Cherry tells you his opinion.
Yeah.
And then take the exact opposite stance.
Oh, boy.
This should get him to call in. Yep, sorry, go ahead.
Oh, no, it's fine. I was just saying, this year is a weird year. There's so many top prospects that I completely disagree on. Usually there's always, like, a couple, but this year it's so many of them, and Ezekiel Elliott's one of them. Well, I don't think he's bad, but I'm just like, he's nowhere near the level that people are putting him at. Like, I see some mock drafts with the Bears taking him at 11, and I just throw up so hard in my mouth just thinking about if that actually happened. And, you know, the draft in Chicago, they would have to call extra police, you know, because we would riot. That would be horrible. We got Jeremy Langford. You want to take Ezekiel Elliott at 11?
Yeah.
It's just, so I don't get the love affair with him. And, that's all I have to say about that.
Yeah, all he's going to do is steal carries from Kadeem Carey. And who wants that?
Exactly.
Carries from Carey.
But Carey, I think, was a fourth-round pick, and then Langford was a fourth-round pick. Why in the world would we spend a top 20 pick on another running back when we got two good ones in the middle of the draft? But anyway, enough about the Bears. Ezekiel Elliott himself, he's good. He's good. So I like to bring my little insight in every year. I talk with the offensive coordinator from Ohio State, actually, during my clinic tour. And I was asking him, I love to ask the draft questions. And I'm like, who's got the better prospects, him or Carlos Hyde, coming out? And he said I would put Ezekiel, on the same level as Carlos Hyde, and I would take him slightly over just because he's more physical blocker. And so I was like, okay. And Carlos Hyde went, late first round, something like that. So I'm like, that sounds about right. I don't get where the top 10 and top 20 stuff is coming from. And that's coming from his own coach. So, I don't know. I think he's good, but he's not great.
Man, Carlos Hyde was a late second rounder.
Was he? I thought he was a first round.
No, we haven't had a first round running back in a while. Not like Gurley was the last one we had. And then it was like 2 years ago. Last 2 years was nobody besides Gurley and Gordon.
Oh, well, that puts it even in more better perspective. Like, Ezekiel, yeah, exactly. I mean, and honestly, I think he doesn't block that well. Like, he's physical, but his technique is bad. Like, he just kind of, like, throws himself into people. Like, I'd be scared that he's going to get hurt. But, you know, as a runner, he just doesn't have a second gear. He runs hard, but, you know, he never hits that breakaway speed. I feel like the stuff he got, the breakaway runs he got in college, he'll get caught in the NFL. And, you know, the vision and everything else is good. It's just, you know, he's not an overall impressive athlete for me to be, like, top 10 or top 15 pick.
Yeah, it's funny. I see a couple places that have him, like, top 20. I have one place here who has him as, like, the eighth best prospect in this draft, and it's just it's certainly interesting.
Certainly feels like 20 spots too high, at least.
I guess one question I do have, really, and this is about a prospect. I don't know what you guys really think about this, but what's the opinion on Keith Marshall? It seems like, you know, every draft there's somebody who kind of comes in and blows up the combine. You have Keith Marshall with that, running a 4.3 in the 40 for this. Not a ton of college production. Actually, very little college production, but decent size back, and he's fast. Have you guys seen much on him to actually have an opinion or what?
Jesus. No, I've not seen him. I didn't know who that was. He just said it. So I pulled up the combine.
Yeah,
Keith.
And
a 4.31. That's ridiculous.
Yeah.
I mean, the thing is, like I said, with running backs, there's certain positions that are just, you know, more physical traits over technique. And running back is probably, you know, the number one, where if you have size and speed, you know, there's not much you can teach. You know, vision you can't really teach either. It's just, if you get a guy like that and you get him behind an offensive line that's, you know, really making lanes for him, then he can be very effective. So, I mean, that's one thing. And then you probably like that he doesn't have a lot of wear and tear on him since he didn't have that much action at Georgia. But, I'm looking at him. He's a track guy. You get, like you said, you get those every year. And, you know, they're impressive athletes. And I think a guy like that, if you could teach him to catch, he'll be a good third down option, something like that. But I don't think he'll be someone that will, like, surprise you in the first two rounds or anything. I think they'll probably draft him for value way down the line. But, running back, you just really – it depends on the offensive line. That's why I say with, like, Ezekiel Elliott, like, he's really good, but he's not good enough that if you put him behind a Cleveland Browns offensive line, he's going to make plays. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Because then he's going to have to do it for himself. Whereas opposed to Ohio State, he's getting blocks from, you know, NFL caliber offensive linemen. So a guy like this, he's kind of a flyer. You take him because you feel like, you know, it's late in the draft. I could probably get something out of him because he's a special athlete.
Yes.
Yeah, I don't see anyone taking him high at all. There's just no chance. I was going to say more, but I completely forgot. God damn it. I was going to say more, but I completely forgot what I was going to say, so I'm just going to say that. Go ahead.
Don't you hate it when that happens?
Yeah.
How do you go about kind of evaluating a guy who, you know, doesn't have a ton of work? I mean, do you kind of just look at like the best games and kind of extrapolate from there? I mean, how do you, you know, for with the limited tape that's out there, how do you make kind of like an informed decision on, like, okay, this is what I think this is going to be, even though he's only had, I mean, in Marshall's instance, he's had less than 200 carries in his college career. I mean, Okay. You're actually not. I've lied. He's had less than 250 carries. How about that? So, I mean, what do you do for that?
I mean, I think you project, like, every position you're projecting. For each team is different. Like, you get your system, you get the qualities you want out of a position, and then you look to see examples of that player doing that, you know, in game snaps. You know, you're looking for him to maybe you're a zone team or you're a zone stretch team. You're looking for plays where he had to run that type of concept, and how well does he read, you know, the cutback and, you know, all that different stuff. With running backs, it is a little different, like I said, because you can't always judge their vision too well, but at the same time, you just look to see them doing things that you want them to do in your system. For us, you know, people, you know, couch draft people that don't really draft for a particular team, I mean, I think you just look at the overall trait. And that's why I say running back is a much more physical position, because you're really looking at their foot speed, you know, their agility, the ability to cut back, how well can they break tackles, how fast are they. And so a lot of it isn't technique-based. It's really like, okay, what did his college team ask him to do, and how well did he perform it, and what physical traits do we have, and then kind of projecting that into what you would use him as. And if you don't have a system that fits, you know, his skill set, then that's kind of how you can give it a grade, or, you know, lower or higher. At least that's how I would go about it.
Oh, I remember what I was going to say. I was going to say that the most important thing about running backs, aside from, you know, having the physical traits, is they actually do need to have the vision. Because, you know, you have guys like Trent Richardson who come out and they look like the perfect package on the field. But when they come out and actually play, they can't find any holes because they spent their college careers running behind some of the best offensive lines they've ever seen. So when, you know, they go to a team with, you know, even a above average line like the Browns, the defenses in the NFL are too good, and they just can't find those holes. So I think that's probably the key for running backs, other than, you know, probably being more of a pass option with all the with the influx of passing offenses these days.
Yeah, and Razor just ruined where I was going to go with this next. So I was gonna ask, I guess really a 2-part question is, why are Alabama running backs generally terrible in the NFL? Hopefully T.J. Elton is one of those. And is Derrick Henry going to be another name in the terrible Alabama pro running back list? I knew this was Robson was in there.
I mean, you got Eddie Lacy, too. He's pretty good, even though he's huge. And hopefully
fat Eddie Lacy.
Yeah, fat Lacy. But Henry's a little different, man. You know, he's a big dude. Yes, he benefited from the line. But two things that separate him from me is that his pass blocking is, like, really, really up to speed. Like, this is probably the best pass protecting running back I saw in college. And usually that's the number one thing college running backs can do. And that's the number one thing NFL teams ask you to do. And then secondly, he is a great receiving threat. I know when you think of Henry, you don't think that. But if you watch, you know, his games, they run a lot of screens with him. He catches the ball very, very well. And he's not super slow. He's a build-up type runner where he, you know, he's long, so he strides out. So his speed isn't instant, but he definitely gets up to top speed eventually. And I actually rated him and Ezekiel Elliott at the same speed, you know, overall. And I think they ran similar 40s. So it kind of just goes to the point. But the way he runs, it just takes longer for him to build up. So his acceleration isn't as fast. But he's a pretty fast dude for his size. And, you know, his blocking ability and his receiving ability. I think he'll find a place in the league because he does have those two traits that running backs usually lack.
Yeah, I have the numbers up here. Derrick Henry ran 4.54, and Ezekiel ran 4.47. But the thing is, Henry was listed 22 pounds heavier than Ezekiel Elliott was.
Tiny hands, though.
Tiny hands. Most important thing, though, tiny hands.
Yeah.
Obviously can't trust Derrick Henry with the football.
We're going to run this into the ground, aren't we? It's still funny, though. Still funny, though. Every week, still funny.
But yeah, I really
maybe
like,
only to me, but whatever.
I do like what Derrick Henry has to offer. He actually reminds me a lot of Brandon Jacobs with the big size and, you know, the sneaky good hands. Like, nobody expects Brandon Jacobs to catch the ball. You know, he'll catch a screen, run it for 10 years. People just be like, what the fuck just happened?
Yeah.
I'm looking
and,
forward to
hopefully
more of that.
Yeah, I was going to say, hopefully in Henry's case, he's not actually like Brandon Jacobs because, I mean, Brandon Jacobs was had to have been one of the most infuriating running backs in the league because a dude that big should be amazing, and he wasn't.
Well, yeah, I think Bama backs in general, it's, you know, pretty obvious. They benefit from good offensive line play. Guys that are just more physically dominant than the other opponents they face. So they don't always have the, you know, they don't have the responsibility of creating plays for themselves when it's really just given to them. And I don't think Henry can either, honestly. When he has, not that he doesn't see it, but he's so long-legged that it's hard for him to, you know, react that quick and cut back and makes, you know, people miss. So if it's not there right away, then he probably won't make anything happen. But Alabama in general, that's what they suffer from. I think Keon Drake is the Alabama back that people will probably want to look for. He's a guy that's, you know, more of a speed back and probably is going to draw a lot of attention because he's really fast, really athletic, and has a lot of agility. I don't think he runs as smart as Henry, but like I said, those physical traits is someone that people are probably going to pick up early.
All right, let's see here. I think Drunk Blot is called in, so we'll see. We'll see how quickly this gets out of hand. Might have to take some drastic measures. Hello, sir.
Hi. I don't know shit about the running backs in the draft. I just know that if I call in, it means I don't have to stop listening after a half hour. So you can keep talking.
Right. Okay. Fair enough.
Good.
All right.
Yeah, that's it. Sorry.
Quick, hang up on him so I can't hear the rest of the show.
I'll wait till there's like 3 seconds left and hang up on him.
That'd be really mean.
It would be. I'm not that mean. Just a little mean. Let's see here. So, let's see. All right. So we kind of talked Elliot. I am again bummed that Cherry didn't call in to hate on his boy, but that's all right.
Mm-hmm.
Cherry doesn't like, and he's even on right now. He's on and he hasn't called in, so he's got 40 some seconds. And he's not going to make it.
Rip, Cherry.
So, just ruined it. All right, so we did Elliott, we did Henry. Did Keith Marshall.
I guess that's all the running backs in
about.
This class, right?
Yeah, it's just I wish I knew who these people were. I think that's my biggest liability in this, is I don't know who these people are.
I mean, well, you got Kenneth Dixon out of Louisiana Tech, pretty solid round guy. I think he was a good passing threat, pretty good runner, kind of carried the team on his back. You got Devontae Booker, who him and Kenneth Dixon are kind of battling for that number three spot with the running backs. Yep. But I really like Booker out of Utah. you know, pretty solid, really fast. I don't know exactly what he ran. I mean, he's not super fast, but his burst is good off the line. And he was a huge receiving threat. They threw to him, like, all the time. And then you got Alex Collins out of Arkansas. This was a guy that ran an offense very similar to Dallas, where it's two tight end, one back. And his offensive line was, like, the – I think they said they were the second biggest offensive line in all of football behind the San Diego Chargers or something like that. But huge offensive line, power runner. My favorite guy, though, I want to bring up before it's over is C.J. Procise out of Notre Dame. I like him because he was a receiver last year, and then they moved him to running back. So he was a guy that was real good at yak yards. So they moved him to running back out of need, and he's long, but he's super fast for a running back. And, of course, being a former receiver, he has great hands. He can flex out to the slot, run routes for you. I think he's going to be a huge value for people that have a good passing game. Like, I'd be scared to death if the Green Bay Packers got him. I would cry real tears. But that's a guy that I really like.
Yeah, I was actually gonna bring up some of these mid-tier guys like Procise. But, yeah, let's see here. Booker ran a 4.52, and Dixon ran a 4.58. So that's not some pretty solid timings for this. It also seems like maybe it's just this draft class, but it seems we've kind of moved away from the sort of smallest, shiftier guys and had a lot of bigger backs now. Is that kind of more the trend now that we're kind of seeing, or is this just kind of a one-off thing? This is just kind of that weird year for that.
I mean, I think all these guys check in around the same area from 200 to 220, somewhere in that range. Some guys are a little bigger, but for the most part, they're getting built for speed and power, you know, a nice combo of it. The small, shifty guys, I don't know if that ever really was a big thing. I know you got, like, Barry Sanders, and the only guy you can think of now really is Sproles, but Sproles is, you know, he's compact. He's not, like, super skinny, but I don't know that, you know, all that dancing and stuff works in the NFL, especially where defenses are getting faster and faster every year because everybody wants linebackers that can play coverage, so the linebackers are getting faster, you know, all those different things. So the little scat backs don't work as well. I mean, the closest thing you got to that is Aaron Green from TCU. And, again, I didn't look at all the running backs, but that's one of the guys I watched. And he's pretty much like a scat back. And he's still 200 pounds. But I don't know. I think that's just the trend. I think that's just the body type that most running backs are getting into. Henry, of course, is different. And then Procise is a little different because he was a receiver. So, but for the most part, you know, 5'10", 5'11", 200 to 215, 220. It's kind of what you're getting.
Yeah, it seems to definitely be the case. It just seems like, I don't know. Again, from sort of an certain outside perspective, I just don't pay it usually a ton of attention to this. So it just seems like that these are bigger backs. But yeah, I guess you know, is the trend. You know, what – can't talk. That's the problem. Can't talk, can't enunciate, can't elaborate on my thoughts. That's an issue when you have to talk. But and I just forgot where I was going to go with that. So what an awesome night. All right.
You're really doing a good job with the show, Ben.
Yeah. You know, one of these days I'm gonna do proper show prep, and I'm gonna be on my game. And that will never happen. So.
Yeah, but you just see more guys who are built closer to Adrian Peterson than you are guys who are built closer to Jamal Charles. It's kind of it's kind of the average body type, the NFL running back these days.
Copycat league, that seems to work, so why not emulate it?
Exactly.
I don't know why I couldn't have just said that 5 minutes ago.
Gosh, man.
Yeah, I'm so terrible. So terrible. All right, let's see
here. Yeah, Bluff, I'm calling you out. Stop calling me a bitch in the chat, or I'm going to fuck you up.
Uh-oh.
I'd like to see you try, motherfucker!
I will get Ben to bury you.
Well, that sounds really far away.
That's because
I
want you to
get on speaker. But I can talk right up in normal phone mode.
All right. Yeah, I'm gonna say I find drunk lots amusing. Yeah, I'll just go ahead and say that.
Ben, you ready to start Uncharted 3?
Yeah,
do you want to stream?
I'll be doing that. I'll be doing that right after this. So
goddamn right.
Ben, who are you gonna draft? That's the real question. You gonna draft a running back?
Oh yeah. Yeah,
no.
I better make my.
Dude, I guarantee he's going to draft Prosize. I guarantee that's his next pick.
Ben,
no,
don't draft Prosize.
I was actually thinking wide receiver, but then I looked at the wide receivers, and that's kind of unfortunate.
You can play CJ Prosize as a wide receiver, but don't actually do that because that's stupid, and you shouldn't draft him.
I mean, you got OBJ. You got, you know, the best receiver in the league, everybody thinks. He makes one-handed catches. What you need another receiver for?
Yeah, because then you have two hands on the ball, and that's crucial.
Well, I figure I've gone defense these first two picks, so we gotta spread out a little bit.
Don't fix what isn't broken.
Giants defense was terrible, so maybe I should just devote every single pick to defense.
That sounds like a keen draft strategy.
Yeah.
Hey, Razor snipe some people from me. I'm not happy about it.
That's the
most
fun in this game.
So I can know to check my boards and I can continue to snipe people from you.
It's the third round. It's over with. They're all gone.
Ooh, good times.
That's one of the more fun things in this is ending up sniping people.
It's horrible.
Wait, Fraser, what do you think of the Broncos draft so far? You like what
I don't
Sherry's
know
doing?
What the fuck Sherry's doing, but I know next year I'm going back to being Broncos GM.
You guys just traded your draft for Cody Kessler. What do you mean you don't know what he's doing?
Man, Mark Sanchez, Cody Kessler, and Super Bowl winning quarterback Trevor Siemian. We got it. We just won the Super Bowl. Yep. Nothing can stop these guys.
Yeah, going to be running a different quarterback out there every quarter.
Yeah, best quarterback rotation in football.
Yeah, giving a new name to the term quarterback. That's all you get in one quarter.
One quarterback.
I mean, I'm pretty sure fucking Ben could be the quarterback of the Broncos and they'd still be pretty damn good.
Maybe.
We'll see.
How hard can you throw a ball, Ben?
My arm's pretty terrible.
So, trick question. Still better than Peyton Manning.
Oh, man. I can't believe he snubbed the Colts like that. That was terrible. What a douche.
I guess there's some resentment there for letting him go.
Dude, Peyton Manning's ego is bigger than his forehead. Of course he's pissed off that the Colts cut.
I was about to say his head has figuratively got too big because it was already literally too big. But what a jerk. He deserves the Broncos.
How do we bring Peyton into this?
I don't know how
to evolve into that. How do we do that? How did that happen? Just poof, right? Oh, there it is. Oh, hey, Peyton.
No, that's just his forehead over the horizon.
I would like to see Peyton play running back for one game to tie that into what we're talking about. That would be great.
Hey, man, that run in the Super Bowl was – no, that wasn't the Super Bowl. That was what, the AFC Championship game, and that's the 11-yard stamper.
Yeah. Didn't you see that fake rushing touchdown Peyton had, like, 5 years ago?
Peyton on a blue leg takes, like, a minute to get to the end zone. It's hilarious.
Most running backs have, like, 4.540. Peyton Manning has a 7.540.
Man. Yeah, so I got nothing left, so I'm just going to open up the floor to you guys. I got nothing. I think we have 3 minutes left-ish.
40?
3 minutes. 3 minutes.
Oh, okay-ish.
Something like that. I mean, 45 plus 12 is 57, so that's 3 minutes.
Also, like Paul Perkins out of UCLA, I would be remiss if I didn't bring him up. I actually like him a lot better than a lot of running backs. He reminds me a lot of Marshawn Lynch. I mean, he doesn't necessarily look like him or talk like him, but he runs pretty hard. I think he has great vision. I think he's going to be a surprise pick or one of those value picks. He looks really, really good. He has really good feet. Pretty strong, not the fastest guy, but if you get a chance to look him up from UCLA.
Really good feet. Sounds like someone Rex Ryan would like.
Y'all don't need any more running backs, though.
So who are the Bills going to draft?
I don't know, but the Jags will probably draft Kevin Taylor just because.
I hope it happens. I know he might not be any good, but I think just for a nice little story, it'd be cool.
And then he gets cut before the season starts.
He'll
be your Toby Gerhart.
Yeah, that's a possibility. A little hurtful Fred, but it'd be cool to draft him. Take a fifth or whatever.
That'd be worse than Toby Gerhart fucking runs it. Or first and one at the one 4 times in a row and doesn't get it.
Yeah. Yeah, part of that's because we suck and our offensive line was terrible. Part of it. Not all of it, just part of it.
Most of it Zane Beal's fault.
Yeah.
Can't believe the 49ers gave him like $12 million.
Jesus. Well, that's what happened when Chip Kelly gets to town.
Don't worry, it's going to be the Blaine Gabbert to who the fuck is even a wide receiver on the 49ers anymore?
Torrey Smith still there? I think so.
No.
I think Torrey Smith is still there. I think
we
he
Kyle Williams?
In. Kyle Williams was actually a Denver Bronco.
Yeah.
Who was that?
Yeah. Kyle Williams.
Kyle Williams
has
a Super Bowl ring.
I forgot to bring up Jordan Howard from Indiana. I like him too. He was a transfer from UAB, the program that got shut down, and all the players scattered and went to different schools. He went to Indiana, and he showed off some good stuff. So Jordan Howard probably another good pick that goes before a lot of these guys, actually. All right, I'm done.
I think we're done because it's 11:57, and since I started this show manually, I have no idea when it's going to kick me off. So I'm just gonna put bold in this and end it. So, gentlemen,
show's never gonna
thank
end
you
then.
For calling in. I think next week we'll be doing like wide receivers / tight ends or something like that. Maybe we're gonna have to figure out the proper schedule because. Like I said,
switch
at
it
some
up.
Point,
where we just do the kickers and punters show.
Yeah, there we go. Roberto Aguayo, and he just killed me. It killed me. Killed me. Dead.
Oh, God.
Dead.
Is Chris Blewett in it? Chris blew it from Pitt.
Actually, I hate it when it does this. I hate it when it does this because it just